need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 160. Hope you're all doing well on this last weekend of August. Crazy how fast the time flew this summer, no? You know, I guess we were busy with a global pandemic, marching in protests, bracing for hurricanes, watching all the political rhetoric going back and forth leading up to November. Well, I hope you are staying safe and healthy out there. And I do want to welcome two new stations to Tech It Out starting this week. First off, Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. Welcome. As well, we've got AM 1390 KHOB in Hobbs, New Mexico. That's just southeast of the state, virtually kissing Texas. Thrilled to have you along as well. They're going to be running the show twice every weekend. Hey, we do have a busy program for you this hour. We're going to bookend the show with a look at some recommended gadgets for back to school, whether the kids are going to be in a classroom or learning from home or maybe a bit of a hybrid approach. We're going to start off in a moment with Mike Agarbo, a tech expert. Then we're going to talk road safety apps. We are in the middle of road trip season, so we're going to learn about a couple of free ones, including apps that can warn you of radar detectors. And then we're going to learn about a coding kit for kids to get them interested in programming, which uses an iPad. All of this and more on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you about more shortly, but let's kick off the show with our first interview. We're continuing our chat about back-to-school tech, and who better to tap into than Mike Agarbo, Canada's tech darling. Hi, Mike. How are you? Good to chat with you.
Good to chat with you too, Mark.
You don't get that often?
Well, I always say I'm Canada's tech sweetheart, but I don't. No one's really picking up on that yet.
Well, let's see if darling will stick.
Okay.
I mean, either or. I think both work. And you're a hell of a guy. We've known each other for probably north of 20 years now. And I always like when you come on the program because not only do you bring good information, but you also bring a couple of laughs as well. And I even hear wildlife around you.
Yeah, I'm in Tofino this week on kind of a semi-working vacation.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's not too bad. I got my crow friend here, so he might pipe up every so often.
Very nice. Okay. But it is that time of year, back to school, late August. So I know you've got a couple of suggestions for my listeners. Technology, I would argue, is playing an even more important role than ever before. I'm sure you would agree. Is there any product in particular that you'd like to start off with?
Yeah, I think, first of all, just getting set up with the right work space. And I think a lot of us are kind of, you know, going into new territory here, working from home. You know, the kids kids as well. It's going to, you know, for some of them be a mix. You know, they're going to be going to school. Some will be doing online learning as well. So, you know, if that is the case, you know, at home, I would make sure that you've got the right setup. So I think a lot of folks are using a laptop of some type or tablet. I would recommend setting up a second monitor and keyboard and mouse so that you can kind of maximize your space and your productivity. So you're not kind of staring at a 12 or a 13 inch screen all the time. So pretty well most of the laptops out there in the marketplace are able to have an HDMI out into any of the new monitors out there. You know, there's some nice Acer monitors in the $200 to $300 range that range in size from 27 to 32 inch. And then I would just look at getting some type of wireless keyboard mouse combination. Logitech has a lot of great combos out there starting, you know, as little as $50.
Yeah, that's great. And I recommended people considering upgrading to a bigger monitor. As you suggested, it's easier on your eyes, but also an external keyboard and mouse. So the problem with a laptop is that it's a smaller keyboard and you can't really pivot it how you like. But an external keyboard, which can work wirelessly or by plugging into a USB port, lets you, you know, angle it however is most comfortable for you, or you may go with like an ergonomic keyboard. And a mouse or a trackpad is often better for things like wear and tear on your body than using the trackpad as well. Would you agree?
Yeah, very much so. Like you said, trackballs, also trackpads that you can use externally from your laptop as well. I would also recommend, since I think a lot of us are doing a lot of video calling, you know, with Zoom and Microsoft Teams and Skype, if your laptop webcam is not that great, and I would say most of them aren't, if you've got a laptop that's a couple of years old, look into getting an external webcam. Even though you have one, get a new one that's got, full high definition quality, like one of the Logitech Stream cams. It just makes a world of difference, when you are doing those video calls, because that's how we're communicating now. And if you've got the money, invest in one of those little ring lights. Amazon, has got them starting as little as $30. They plug into a USB, port, and it just makes you look like a human being.
A human. Well, that's good, to look like a human being. And probably a younger one. Is that one of your tricks of the trade? You know, why you look so fresh on these video calls? Is a ring light.
Yes, I've got like 5 of them, super deluxe.
That's right. You have to wear sunglasses. Wow. Okay. Thanks for pulling back the curtain a little bit on the Agarbo setup at home. What about Wi-Fi? So, like, you know, I've often said that it doesn't matter how amazing your computer is or how high quality the webcam is, none of it means anything without good Wi-Fi. And especially as mom and dad or, you know, your siblings also may be working and schooling from home at the same time, it can put some major stress on the network.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, a lot of people are still using the router that their ISP supplied for them. And I have to say, in most cases, they're not the best out there. And if you're any type of in any type of home, that's more than a couple thousand square feet, you probably have dead spots as well. If you've got a few family members all using the internet at the same time, you know, it just kind of starts bogging things down. So I would, you know, perhaps look at some of these mesh router systems out there. Some really good ones from TP-Link and Netgear. Netgear's got their Orbi line. TP-Link has got their Deco line. And these are kind of little pucks or little stations that you can put throughout the house. They typically come in a 2 or 3 pack, and they create like one seamless kind of roaming Wi-Fi network in your house. So it eliminates the dead spots, and you're going to get a lot faster throughput for the internet. Net speeds as well. They're much better designed now to handle all the different devices we have. It's not just the laptops and phones and tablets anymore. You know, we've got the smart Wi-Fi switches, smart TVs, smart speakers, the Alexas and what have you. So they're all gobbling up that bandwidth. So it's important to get a good router, and especially a newer one that's designed to handle, you know, the dozens of devices that are hooked up to Wi-Fi now in your house.
Yeah, it's great advice. Yeah, I would recommend people looking for Wi-Fi 6 as the latest standard, with speeds up to about 176% faster than the last generation of Wi-Fi. But the caveat is that your devices should also be Wi-Fi 6 ready to get the most out of it. So the latest laptops, even things like the iPhone 11, has Wi-Fi 6 support already. And then what you were referring to, again, is a mesh system. So not only do you get that router, but you also get these little access points or hubs or pucks that you can place around the home that all make a wireless handshake to broaden the range of your Wi-Fi and eliminate those dead zones that can be quite frustrating as you're working or schooling from home. We're chatting with Mike Agarbo. He's the host of Get Connected. It's a TV property. It's a radio show. Any other recommendations for back to school for those students or parents listening?
Yeah, just, you know, of course, laptop is an important component of everything. But, you know, consider also some of the more high-powered tablets out there. You know, Apple's got their iPads, the new ones, and the iPad Pros. And in many cases, they're just as fast as a lot of the laptops out there, but you're getting something in a much sleeker, easier-to-carry package. And with the new Apple iPads and the iPad Pros, they've got that smart connector as well. So you can get one of these magnetically attached Apple keyboards that just kind of snap right on and, you know, make it a laptop, or it can be like a media consumption device if you need to watch any videos or listen to music or what have you. So a lot easier on the back, you know, if you're carrying around that in your backpack, and you're going to get all the power as well. You know, they run all the latest apps like Office 365, Google Docs, and, of course, the Apple suite of document editors and stuff like that, like Pages and Keynote and stuff. So, you know, something to consider if, you know, you're in the market for a new device.
All right, Mike, as we wrap up, you know, I often say that there's like the need to have tech and the nice to have tech. Is there anything optional but recommended when it comes to back to school time?
Yeah, just getting the right backpack as well. You know, you're going to be carrying around all this gear. You know, there's some cool solar-powered backpacks from Solguard Mobile. You can find them online on their website. They make these cool backpacks that can hold your laptops and tablets, but it also has a built-in battery and a little solar panel as well to charge that battery, so you'll always have juice while you're on the go. So a great little handy item, and again, gives you that extra jolt of power if you need it when you're out and about.
What's the name of the company again, and can you spell it for us?
Solguard, S-O-L-G-A-A-R-D, and Solguard Mobile.
Okay, Solguard Mobile for those high-tech backpacks. Mike, it's always great chatting with you. I hope you have a fun week ahead, and thanks for carving out some time to chat with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We have a very busy show for you. After this short break, we're going to talk with Cedar Electronics. They're the makers of a pair of road safety apps. And then we're going to learn after that about a product called Osmo. It's a coding kit that works with iPad to teach the young ones how to program, making it fun so they can get into coding and then get a great paying job when they're older and we can all retire. That sounds good, right? Okay, and then we're going to end off this show with a few more back-to-school recommendations that I'll share as we wrap up yet another edition of Tech It Out, episode 160. This program is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. If you want to listen to last week's show as a podcast, I had ASUS on to talk about their Zen books and Vivo books and other laptops as well. So you can find it at your favorite place to get podcasts. All right, we'll be right back with a look at a pair of apps that can warn you of speed traps when you're on your next road trip. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/us.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye's 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us going online for banking, shopping, and entertainment, we need to be extra careful regarding our cybersecurity. Tony Anscombe is a cybersecurity expert from ESET, and we asked him what to watch out for.
Well, unfortunately, with money behind cybercrime, i.e. cybercriminals making money from this, it will continue to grow. And more alarmingly, I think one of my big takeaways from this year is actually ransomware and some of the local authorities, government institutions in the U.S. actually paying the ransoms. And I'm talking about big chunks of money.
Ransomware is when your files or devices are held or locked by hackers. So what to do?
We don't want to be funding cybercrime when we're paying. So if this happens to you, contact a security expert. There may be a decryptor, or they'll give you some tips on how to rebuild your systems. But don't fund cybercrime.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Millions of families are now taking road trips this time of year, perhaps as a fun way to end the summer season before the kids go back to school or maybe learn from home, depending on where you live. And road safety will hopefully be top of mind for many parents. We're now going to learn about a pair of free apps that may be able to help. We're now chatting with Gail Babbitt, CEO of Cedar Electronics. Welcome to the show, Gail. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, before we talk about a couple of road safety apps, please tell us a bit about Cedar Electronics.
Yeah, great. Thanks. So Cedar owns the brands Cobra and Escort. Both are top-selling brands and have a long history of quality. So we sell products like radar detection systems, dash cameras, CB radios, power inverters, jump starters, and marine radios. And we have apps that connect the products and their data to form an integral community that really partner with drivers to keep them aware and alert.
Okay. So the apps that we're going to chat about in a moment, they can work with some of the hardware that you sell, but we're going to just chat about the, like, I believe they're free downloads for your smartphone. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's a great question. So we have, you know, hardware products that connect via Bluetooth with the apps. And for Cobra products, it's the iRadar. And for Escort products, it's Escort Live. And then we create a database of alerts, and there's one database for both the Escort and the Cobra radar products. So those get shared via the app. And so I'll refer to them as contributors and consumers. So if you own one of the products and you're using the app, you're a contributor. So your data from your products are feeding into the community. And so you can be a consumer because you're contributing and consuming with your products attached. But you can also download our apps, the Escort Live app. There's a subscription of $4.99 a month. And you will now be just a consumer. So you don't have a product that interfaces and gives data back, but you utilize the data from the app.
I got it. Okay. When you're, I don't know if you're familiar with downloading torrents on the internet or files of usually media like TV shows and movies and all that, but there's this phrase, seeders and leechers. Seeders are those who contribute back to the community and help the speed up the downloads by also having those files available for others to download. Well, leechers, as the name suggests, only take and they don't give. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to go there. So it sounds like your products are similar. We're going to get to those apps in a moment, but I first wanted to ask you about a survey that you recently commissioned tied to road trips and safety. What did you set out to find, and what were some of the key results?
You know, a lot of times you do surveys where you're trying to get a particular answer. We did this for learning. So part of that is to figure out if products that we have in the market are really hitting the mark. And part is to help us create the roadmap for what our apps and alerts can do in the future. So let me share some of our findings. So one of the things was three of four responses were that they'd noticed an increase in drivers on the road. So that was really interesting to us, and anecdotally, we had heard more people would take road trips, but this was actually reinforcing it.
And would you suggest that this is because fewer people are flying because of COVID?
Exactly. Okay. And I was one of those. So I, you know, normally in the summertime, I take a trip, and I fly someplace, usually overseas. This year, we stayed local. You know, we took a road trip. We went to Yellowstone. We drove, you know, we spent hours in the vehicle because we could see some great things in the U.S. without getting on a plane.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense to me. And what else did you find in this survey?
Yeah. So the other thing we learned is one in three of the respondents felt that they were more concerned about safety on the road since COVID. And some of the drivers of that, so some of the things that led to their main concerns were distracted drivers, reckless drivers, i.e. road rage, unexpected incidents, and traffic and congestion.
Okay. Interesting. So with that in mind, Gail, let's now chat about a pair of road awareness apps. As you mentioned earlier, one is called Cobra iRadar, and the other one is Escort Live. Please tell us about each of them.
So, you know, as I was discussing earlier, our hardware products connect via Bluetooth with the apps. So Cobra products connect with iRadar, and Escort products connect with Escort Live to provide the database of alerts, which include red light cameras, speed cameras, and radar and laser activity from police. Now, our database combines both iRadar and Escort Live, so it's the most robust sensor-based alert system, and that's a big thing. So this is all machine-to-machine alerts, and we provide over 100 million alerts a year, and that number keeps growing.
Hmm. Dumb question, because where I am, it is legal, but is it still legal to have a radar detector in your vehicle, or depends on the state, or how does that work exactly?
Mark, I love that question, because one of the misperceptions is that radar is illegal. Now, there are two places that it is illegal for a standard car driver, in Virginia and in the District of Columbia. Everywhere else in the country, it is legal to have a radar detector.
Got it. We'll continue chatting with Cedar Electronics. When we return, we're going to have a deeper dive into these apps. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done. From computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big. This week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only, while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Hey, welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Gail Babbitt. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Cedar Electronics. They are the folks behind the Cobra iRadar and Escort Live and those whole product families, in fact. She's based in Chicago. She's joining us to talk about road safety as we head from the summer into the fall. Very popular road trip time. It's not as hot as it was, say, a month ago, yet it's not quite school time. So before the break, I was asking if these speed trap detectors, these radar detectors, procedures were legal. You said they are in 48 out of the 50 states. So these products work with those devices because I know that there are software-only solutions. Like, for example, Waze, which is now owned by Google, will also alert you to speed traps and other issues like construction or accidents or traffic and so on. And also it is tied between Wazers, those who actively are willing to use a hand gesture or their voice or a finger tap if it's safe to do so in order to say that at this intersection there's this thing going on, or the rest of us and the overwhelming majority of people sort of benefit from that communal data, that the aggregate of everybody. So is it similar for Cobra iRadar and Escort Live if you don't have the hardware?
Yeah, it's a great question. So our apps are a great complement to navigation apps like Waze. So what they normally are really good at, and Waze is great for navigation and for fixed mounted speed information. So for example, red light cameras, you know, a positioned speed camera. What is harder for them to get is the real time live alerts. And you now have to depend on someone actually providing the information, meaning going and physically acknowledging. Our system and our apps have sensor-based alerts. So that's the machine-to-machine learning for you to get information that's very robust. And with so many users, as I said, 100 million alerts, complementing that with the navigation system of Waze gives a lot of information for drivers. And our goal is for drivers to be safer. So however you can use different products to get you there safer, faster, in the quickest way possible, we're all for.
Who would you say these products are for, Gail? And are they available for both Apple, like iOS devices, and Android?
Yeah, great question. So if you ask me who our apps are good for, I would say everyone who drives. You know, the goal is to keep drivers informed and safe. Our apps run on both the iOS and Android platforms, so anyone can get them. If someone wants the apps, you can download them on our branded websites. So you can go to Cobra.com or EscortRadar.com and download the apps.
Okay. I was going to ask you how you monetize these free apps, but I think you answered this already. So for those who do not have any hardware like a radar detector in their vehicle from your company, so it's not free then for them. It's about $5 a month for this information. Is that right?
Yeah, Mark, that's correct. So if you don't have a product for $4.99 a month, you can download the app and still enjoy. And if you decide you really like that and want to pair it up with one of our products, then you wouldn't have the subscription fee, and you'd have both, you know, the database of the community plus what the products have to offer.
Is that for the lifetime of the product? Like if you buy a device from you, piece of hardware in 2020, does that mean that they will not be charged for a subscription going forward?
Yeah, so I'll go back to your analogy earlier. You know, as long as you're a contributor, so if you're a seeder, which
right,
I love
yeah.
that it's referred to as a seeder, ties right into our company name, then you continue to get the app for free.
Okay, so as long as you're not just a leecher where you're taking and not giving, that's good. Okay, and Cedar, by the way, is S-E-E-D-E-R when you're talking BitTorrent. But for your company, let's clarify to our listeners and end off on a great website for them to learn more about your hardware and software. It's Cedar Electronics, C-E-D-A-R, as in the type of tree.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. All right, and then what would be the best website, Gail, to learn more and then also to download those apps?
Yeah, so again, for the iRadar app, you can go to Cobra.com, and for the Escort Live app, you can go to EscortRadar.com.
Okay, and you can also read about your webcams and your radar detectors and so on at those websites as well.
That's correct. You can get all the information about the products and what we're working on.
All right. Well, Gail, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the summer, the remaining weeks, and be safe out there. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, you too as well, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Hey, don't forget, coming up on the show, we're going to chat with Osmo about its coding kit for iPads. And I believe they also support Kindles now, the Amazon series of tablets. And then at the end of the show, just before we wrap, I'm going to spend about 5 minutes talking about some additional back-to-school gadget ideas. whether the kids are going to the classroom or learning from home. We started off this week's episode with a chat with Mike Agarbo, a tech expert based in Vancouver, about his top picks. So I'll recommend more a bit later. But I want to thank our title sponsor, Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smart watches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more information. Again, that's asus.com/US/radio, and they also have a line of gaming gear called ROG, or Republic of Gamers. It's a whole other division of laptops and desktops and accessories like monitors and keyboards and mice and graphic cards and many other products for those serious computer gamers out there. I know this show has many listeners who love to play games, including yours truly, both personally and professionally. Last week, I reviewed a game called Wasteland 3 for Common Sense Media, if you've ever checked out that website. For those who are interested, I'm on social media. I write a tech tip of the day. So a little hack, a little tip or trick on getting to know your technology a little bit easier. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, LinkedIn or Facebook, you could follow me and you can see the tech tips of the day that I write, whether it's just text or often a video as well. On Twitter, I'm at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. So MARC_SALTZMAN. And I'm also, as I mentioned, on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook as well. And on YouTube, if it's a video, one will also upload it there. So however you like to find me and follow me, I welcome the support. And I hope you get a lot out of those tech tips of the day. I get amazing emails and text messages and DMs, direct messages, from those who dig my update. So I'm glad that it is resonating with you. So as I mentioned, when we return on Tech It Out, we're going to chat about the Osmo Coding Kit, which makes coding or programming fun for the little ones. And hey, this is kind of future-proofing their career. So we're going to be back with more Tech It Out. Thanks for hanging out. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7. 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand.
and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. As you may know, toys that encourage STEM learning in little ones are super popular today. STEM, of course, is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. And that includes coding as well, or programming. If you haven't yet heard of Osmo, you're in for a treat. We're now joined by Mark Humphrey with Tangible Play. That's the parent company to Osmo. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Osmo has been around for a couple of years, because I know I've written about it in some articles, especially around back to school time. But maybe you can tell us a bit about the product lineup, and then we'll zone in on the coding starter kit specifically.
You know, our aim is to have kids fall in love with learning through playing our game. You know, our products and games are a unique combination of digital and physical hands-on play that enhances kids' learning through healthy screen time on their iPads.
Okay, so you do need an iPad to get going, from what I recall. It's and then your product is an addendum to that and sort of kicks it to the next level in terms of interaction and education. So why don't we talk about what the coding starter kit is all about and how the iPad comes into play?
Sure. Yeah, so we're debuting this back to school must have, the coding starter kit, in mid-September. And it'll be available on all major retailers such as Best Buy, Amazon. And really what we've done is taken three of our previous best-selling coding kits and combined them and enhanced them in this coding kit. And really what it does is support independent learning for kids and allows them to learn important coding skills, you know, that range from basic coding concepts, including problem solving, computational thinking, and coding fundamentals. And then as the kids progress through these different levels and skills, they enter into new concepts that are more complex, you know, such as sequencing, looping, and pair programming. So really what they're doing is building their base skill of coding through a fun, interactive game that is both digital on their iPad and physical pieces in front of the iPad.
Yeah, could you explain, since it's radio, what Osmo looks like, this coding kit?
Yeah, sure. So the kit comes with a base where you actually put your iPad into, and then a reflector which goes over the camera on the iPad. From the reflector, whatever you do in front of the iPad is actually reflected from that onto the screen. So you're moving around different pieces of the coding kit and following instructions to build and develop coding. And what you see actually plays out in front of you on the screen itself. So it's a really interesting mix of physical hands-on play, which we feel is still very important, as well as digital, how it plays out on the screen.
And how are young kids able to grasp programming or coding? Is it the concepts behind it, like if this, then that, and that kind of sort of logic-based approach? Or is it really like getting in there and actually writing lines of code?
Yeah, so obviously when kids are learning coding, we've got to make it to a level where they can easily learn. So it's not going in and writing lines of code. It's starting with shapes, objects, and colors, and putting them in certain sequences that essentially represents a line of code.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mark, could you give us an example of what the child may see or be instructed to do?
Certainly. So, you know, one of the main games within the coding kit is called Coding Jam. And what a child does there is actually arrange the coding blocks in certain patterns and loops to compose their own music, which they can then share with friends. So as they go through the different shapes and colors of the blocks, they can actually compose music that they can listen to and share.
We're chatting with Mark Humphrey for Tangible Play. For the hit product Osmo, it's actually a family of products that incorporate the iPad as well as some physical pieces that you play around with in order to teach coding to the little ones. Can you tell us how much the coding starter kit will cost in September?
Certainly, yeah. It will be $99.99, and it's available for both iPads and for Fire tablets now.
Oh, cool. So it works with the Amazon Fire line of tablets, too.
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. And how do you think, Mark, learning coding can help a young child's development? Why is this important in today's day and age?
Well, we think it's important for a couple different reasons. You know, one, the development. So, you know, educators agree that that coding certainly helps kids develop their creativity, problem-solving skills. And then really the hands-on games of the kit prepare kids for higher level learning and helps them build confidence around coding at a young age. The coding kit is built for 5 to 10. You know, the key for the kids itself really is that it's a fun game. So the fun part for the kids is that it's done through gameplay as they transform their tablet into a coding adventure with the different games.
Okay, great. Now, finally, I understand Osmo recently conducted a survey on how parents are handling at-home learning. What are some of the most interesting findings?
We often do surveys, and the same here. I've had the experience the last little while with two boys at home learning. So some of the findings were that more than half of parents found that games on tablets or mobile devices have become an effective educational and fun way for the kids to enjoy time at home learning about math, science, coding, reading, and more.
And I know a lot of the experts say don't focus too much on digital only. There should be some dexterity there, some hand-eye coordination, and some physical pieces to manipulate and things like that. So this is a combination of the two. So finally, Mark, where could we learn more about Tangible Play and the Osmo family of products, including the coding starter kit?
Yeah, so you can look on our website, which is www.playosmo.com.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Mark Humphrey has been our guest. He's with Tangible Play, the parent company of Osmo. Again, playosmo.com.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
When we return on Tech It Out, I'll share a few back-to-school gadget ideas. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
So last week I started to talk about some recommended back to school gear, whether you're going back into the classroom this fall or learning from home or maybe a combination of the two, depending on where you live. So I thought I would continue that thread with a few other recommendations. I know a lot of parents are listening, not just students, and they're trying to figure out what to get their kids. We'll talk computers in a moment, but let's start off with a value priced smartphone. So a phone that won't break the bank yet, doesn't skimp on features. I'm referring to the TCL 10L. It is a $0 phone on a 2-year plan with your favorite carrier or $249 outright. It's a 6.5-inch Android device from TCL that has a full HD plus screen for super clear video calling. You can chat with classmates, of course. You may be, again, doing online learning or watching a TV show after school, of course. There's a powerful quad camera system on the back, 4 different cameras, and that includes a 48-megapixel lens and a super wide-angle lens as well. And of course, there's front-facing cameras for video chatting and so on. There's great battery life, expandable memory, which is hard to find these days in a smartphone, and you can connect up to 4 Bluetooth devices at the same time. Again, it's the TCL 10L Android smartphone with support for the Google Play Store, more than 2 million apps, and it's a $0 phone with a 2-year plan with your carrier or $249 outright. Next up is a gaming laptop. So last week we talked about more of an all-around kind of laptop for work and play. But if you take your gaming seriously, or maybe for part of your curriculum, it demands more horsepower. The HP Omen 17 is a fantastic device. It's currently on sale at Costco for $14.99. And it is a 17-inch laptop, so a much bigger one, a much bigger screen than most of the laptops out there. So it's a true desktop replacement, but not just in screen size, but in performance as well. So there is a very powerful Intel Core i7 processor. Actually, it's a 10th-gen Intel Core i7 processor, which supports also Wi-Fi 6. We'll get to that in a moment, but much faster speeds and smoother multitasking. It also has 16 gigs of RAM or system memory. That 17-inch display is a full HD screen with fast refresh rates. It's 144 hertz, so it'll keep up with the fast-paced action in those online games. Serious graphics performance from NVIDIA. There's both a 1 terabyte hard drive and 512 SSD or solid state memory and RGB lighting on the keyboard. I love that, where the keyboard glows different colors. You can program it. So everything you want out of a gaming rig, but it's portable, so you can get your work done during the day, have fun playing online at night after you're studying, of course, playing Fall Guys or Call of Duty or Fortnite or Apex Legends, whatever you're into, it's good stuff. So again, the HP Omen 17 is $14.99. And then finally, you can have the best computer, you can have the coolest smartphone, but none of it means anything without strong Wi-Fi. And we're seeing parents working from home, students learning from home, often with siblings as well. You're going to need Wi-Fi to support multiple devices. So the latest standard doesn't just offer faster speeds, but also more support for simultaneous devices on the network, better security, more parental controls so parents can see what devices are using what, when, and even turn it off if they're not coming for dinner. That latest standard is called Wi-Fi 6, which is much better than the last generation called 802.11ac. I know it just kind of rolls off the tongue, right? So there's one router that has it all plus mesh, which I'll get to in a moment. I'm referring to the D-Link AX5400 mesh Wi-Fi 6 router, currently on sale for $249. As I mentioned, Wi-Fi is incredibly important. Wi-Fi 6 is the latest standard, and so it's likely time to upgrade, especially if you've got devices that are having trouble keeping up. This D-Link AX5400 mesh Wi-Fi 6 router gives you up to 176% faster speeds on the 5 gigahertz band and up to 90% faster speeds on the 2.4 gigahertz band. And so as I mentioned, you're getting faster speeds, support for more devices, better security, parental controls, and greater range, both with what's built into the router itself, but also the word mesh is because it supports the different kinds of D-Link mesh extenders out there, which are optional and modular, so you can add as many as you like. The D-Link AX5400 mesh Wi-Fi 6 router is $249 once again, and you can learn more at dlink.com. One more gadget I'd recommend is an external hard drive from Western Digital, like the My Passport family. You want to make sure you can back up your important files on a regular basis just in case something happens to your computer. Trust Western Digital to save and archive and protect all of your backed up files. So there you have it, a look at some tech that makes the grade. And continuing on the chat from last week, and if you have any questions for me, you can hit me up at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on this program. Head over to asus.com/US/radio for more info. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning into the program. I look forward to catching up with you next weekend. Stay safe and healthy out there. Have a good one, and we'll chat next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
The SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. It's what you're going to want to back up all your HD or 4K video, your pics, music, and other content. It's got huge storage, and it's super fast. But as SanDisk's Brian Pridgen explains, it's also portable.
Yeah, you know, it gets back to the fact that we all have more high-quality content than ever before, whether it's 4K video, 360 video, and all the applications, AR, VR, etc. We can go on and on. Essentially, those are driving the need for higher capacity solutions. And what consumers tell us is that they want to keep that content with them. They want that content to be portable. And that's why we've designed the SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, specifically for that person that's on the go that wants to keep high quality content with them.
Head over to SanDisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. President Trump got a briefing on restoration and recovery efforts in Louisiana this afternoon after Hurricane Laura wreaked havoc last week, the president acknowledging frontline responders.
I want to thank the men and women of FEMA and the first responders and the law enforcement, which we love and we cherish and are doing a fantastic job and don't get the kind of recognition that they should get, but actually they do because the people love them, right? The people love them. And we appreciate our law enforcement.
President also heading to Texas later for a similar assessment. Two soldiers were killed, three injured when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a training exercise on San Clemente Island off Southern California's coast. Officials say the crash happened during an aircraft mishap and released no other information. Last month, a U.S. Navy seafaring tank went down in hundreds of feet of water off San Clemente Island during a training exercise. Seven Marines and one Navy sailor died in that accident. With both conventions now in the books, it's officially campaign season, and one poll indicates a virtual dead heat in the race for the White House.
Tallying results following the Democratic National Convention, the Rasmussen White House Watch poll this week shows a mere 1% difference between former Vice President Biden and President Trump, 46-45%, with Mr. Biden trending downward over the past 3 weeks and President Trump trending upward. Mr. Biden has lost support with Democrats down to 76%. Mr. Trump retains 77% support among Republicans, indicating the strong partisan nature of this year's election. The two candidates are evenly divided among undecided voters. George Bonzani reporting.
A growing number of U.S. companies are pledging to give workers time off to vote in the presidential election this November, just 66 days away. Starbucks is going to give 200,000 U.S. partners information about registering. More at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
A Michigan agency is hearing from both sides in the debate over a proposed oil pipeline tunnel in a Great Lakes channel.
The State Public Service Commission is considering Enbridge's plan to place a segment of its Line 5 in a tunnel that would be built beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Supporters say the project would create jobs and protect supplies to refineries and users of propane. Opponents argue it's unnecessary and would damage the local environment.
Jeremy House with that report. The Straits connects Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. The new line would replace twin pipes that have lain across the bottom of the Strait since 1953. Consumer spending was up by 1.9% last month, a dose of support for an economy struggling to emerge from the grip of a pandemic that has held back a recovery and kept roughly 27 million people jobless. The July gain marked the third straight monthly increase. More at townhall.com. At least four people who were at Monday's Republican National Convention meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, have tested positive for COVID-19.
Two attendees and two other individuals supporting the event tested positive for COVID-19 and were immediately isolated, according to an official. A Republican spokesperson says a number of safety precautions were put in place that included testing all attendees both before traveling to Charlotte and upon arrival. Contact tracing protocols were followed. While wearing masks and social distancing were encouraged, they were not enforced. Patrick Voss reporting.
Amazon buying 1,800 electric delivery vans from Mercedes-Benz, the biggest such order for the German automaker to date. Mercedes said it would also join a climate initiative established by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, committing itself to going completely carbon neutral by 2039, a move the company had already signaled last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Shelfie acting a little shy? Does your feral kitten have you freaking out? Have you been ghosted by your golden doodle? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's lifestyle, stay tuned, because once again, right here, Right now, it is time for the Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, and remember that everyone that calls in and does get through to me live on the air, we'll get a great gift for their dog or cat. But if you want to find out why your dog is humping, why your dog is jumping, why your cat is not using the litter box, why your new cat hates the old cat, why the old cat hates the new cat, why you take your dog for a walk and he pulls you down a block, he turns into Cujo. You get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And if you get through to me live, a great gift will be on its way for you. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what is planned for today's show, but if you're a regular listener, you know I never get through all my topics because your phone calls are always my priority. But if we have time today, here's what I'd like to touch upon. You know, we all talk about mental stimulation for us during the pandemic. But what about our dogs and cats? Are they tired of having you around the house all the time? Are you boring your pets? We'll take a look at that. Also coming up, it's always so sad to see our dogs and cats slowing down as they get older. But what you can do is really important. You know, years ago when a dog or cat had arthritis, there wasn't a lot that could be done. But thanks to modern veterinary care and some new therapies, we can make a difference. And also, how our dogs and cats can really help us master the art of mindfulness. If we just pay attention, our pets can teach us a thing or two or three or four. Also coming up, hiding cats and pot for elephants. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating way too much, stealing everything off the counter, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your poor pet is suffering with separation anxiety or depression, your cat's keeping you up all night, or you just finally realized that your dogs and cats are maybe, just maybe, a little brighter than you, give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and a great gift will be on the way. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Also, the question of the day is, do you find that your dogs and cats calm you down when you are anxious? Do you find your dogs and cats calm you down when you're anxious? Let me know. Give me a call, and we'll talk about that as well. So good to be with you guys here today. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. If you'd like to just talk to me about how you're making out with the pandemic and the confinement, are you and your dogs becoming closer? You're driving each other crazy? Your cat's making you nuts? Give me a call. Let me know. Or if you just want to brag, and I'd love to hear from you. If you're fostering a dog or cat or recently adopted a dog or cat during the pandemic, I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And I promise I'll send you a great gift. The phone number again, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. How about we start off with my friend Joan? Hey, Joan, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, my name's Joan, so I'm assuming it's the Joan that you intended to get.
You're the right one, Joan.
I'm very interested in tortoises because I've got a neighbor who I'm not real sure that she's taking good care of her. She's kind of, the neighbor's kind of falling apart in other ways, and so I was going to try and help her out with her tortoise. And I just think tortoises are wonderful creatures, and I was wondering what you could tell me that would be helpful for me to know besides the sex and what she eats and stuff like that.
Yeah, what I would do in your situation, if you don't feel that the tortoise is being taken care of properly, what I would do is you're in California, I would contact the Los Angeles or the Southern California Tortoise Society. There is a tortoise society right here in California.
Really?
And what the,
And what they will do is they will send you globs of information about proper feeding, supplementation, and care specifically for the type of tortoise. You might want to get a good picture of the tortoise and either send it to them or speak to them. But if you Google Southern California Tortoise Society or Los Angeles Turtle and Tortoise Society, I know I've done some things with them in the past. I'm sure they can guide you in the right direction in terms of, do you know how old the tortoise is?
Well, I know she's at least 80 years old because this neighbor's been across the street from me for 80 years because I've been here even longer. And
is it just because the people that the tortoise is with now, are they aging and just not able to take care of her the same way? Is that
it? I think they're just aging and. So I don't know.
But listen, if they kept this tortoise alive and healthy for 80 years, maybe the best conversation to have is with them.
Well, I have had a conversation with them, but I wasn't real sure that they were going to be staying around. It sounded like they were going to leave the area to live
So then you might be the one who's going to be adopting this tortoise.
Yes, I might. I mean, I definitely would look into it.
Oh, God, I adore you already, Joan. So listen, anyway, what I want you to do is contact the Tortoise and Turtle Society. I'm sure they will help you out. If not, you can always send me an email at mail@thepetshow.com, and we'll help you out there. But thank you for being so concerned. And I've seen tortoises over 100 years old, so you got a lot of years ahead of you, Joan. And one of the great advantages of living with a tortoise is they really let you know how to slow down. Just watching them kind of helps you kind of alleviate stress and anxiety and just slows you down. Anyway, give that tortoise a hug. I'm going to put you on hold, and what I'm going to send you, so I have no tortoise food here, no tortoise supplements, but I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright," and I hope you wear it proudly. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Pet Show. Hey, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
What can I do for you?
Question. I just adopted a pit bull mix.
Congratulations. Greatest dog in the world, Chris. Congratulations.
I think so, too. I just thoroughly enjoy it. Runny poop. Can't stop it one way or the other. Every once in a while, a solid poop will come out, but in 2 weeks, that'll happen one or 2 days. Otherwise,
well, let me ask you the big question. Have you taken a stool specimen into the veterinarian to determine if there's any type of ascaris, parasites, or any type of problem?
No.
That's the first thing you need to do, Chris. And I know you love this dog, but I want you to get a stool specimen from the dog. I want you to did you recently adopt the dog? Did you get him off the streets? Where'd you get the dog from?
I got him from a local compound that actually takes care of dogs. He's been in a compound most of his life.
Yeah, so in other words, at this point, but the fact that he's been in the compound most of his life, that might not be anything wrong. It might just be the change of environment that's causing the loose stool as well. Anyway, take a specimen into the veterinarian. Let the veterinarian look at the specimen. If the specimen comes back normal, no worms, no parasites, nothing like that at all, then chances are it's just a matter of stress and anxiety. So what I'm going to do, Chris, is I'm going to – you know what? I'm going to put you on – let's put Chris on hold. Chris, I'm going to send you some special hemp seed oil for him. It's hemp seed calming oil. It will help with digestion. But before we do anything – it's on its way to you. But before we do anything, I want you to check with the vet just to make sure there's nothing that's causing this dog. And God bless you for adopting. I am such a big fan of pit bulls. They get such a bad rap. And the majority of them, I would say 99% of them, are incredibly loving, wonderful pets. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. And for over a year now, and it's a little over a year, I adopted my dogs, Molly and Willie, from a high-kill shelter a little over a year ago. And from the day they walked into the Eckstein household, I've been feeding them what I consider the incredible, the best food on the market, Lucy Petformis Life Pet Food, for many different reasons. Number one, it's the only food out there with that prebiotic formula. It's being used literally by hundreds of police departments, security agencies, and hundreds of my listeners all across the U.S. And every day in my email and my text, I'm getting thank you for recommending Lucy Pet Food. It is so different. In fact, don't just take my word. Let's hear from one of my listeners.
can I give a quick story about Lucy pet food?
Sure.
Okay, so I bought it because you said to buy it, and it says to blend it in with the food that you're feeding them.
Yeah.
So they can, like, you know, gradually, you know, get used to it. And my dog said, no way. They immediately started taking out the old food and leaving it all over the floor and only eating the Lucy pet food.
That's quite, what kind of dog is it?
Two Chihuahuas.
Those are smart dogs, I'm telling you right off the bat, because they're not getting the best food they can possibly get.
Hey, thanks a lot for that. And I hear that message every single day. Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy pet food. We've had dogs and cats our whole life and never had a food as incredible as Lucy Pet Formers Life Pet Food. Now, Lucy Pet Food is available. It's available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Chewy.com. So take it from me. Of all the foods on the market, let's face it, guys, every food company wants Warren to feed their dog his food. But let me tell you, I've been feeding Lucy pet food now for over a year. Take a look at the photographs I post of Molly and Willie. You can comb your hair in their coat. That's how good and healthy they look. Check out Lucy Pet Formers Life Pet Food, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. There's absolutely no reason your dogs and your cats are not getting that so important prebiotic formula by Lucy Pet Food. As I said, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. Pick some up today. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, this is The Pet Show.
Would you get in an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pancreatic cancer is relatively rare. It's seldom detected in its early stages and often deadly. But new thoughts on treatment strategies are giving more patients hope.
This cancer needs more than a knife.
Surgeon Dr. Mark Trudy says there are really three prongs to treatment: surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. All three have seen major advances in the past few years, but the key...
It's how do we take what we have and apply it in the right sequence to get the outcome we're looking for.
It used to be that surgery, for the few who qualified, would be followed by chemo and radiation. But Dr. Trudy has flipped that script. Chemo and radiation come first.
Because of all the therapies they've gotten ahead of time, these patients now, we can offer them much more complicated operations.
Even patients whose cancer would traditionally have been considered inoperable. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is,
of course, you know, the best conversations I've ever had in my life were with horses, dogs, cats. When you want intelligent conversation, speak to those that don't walk upright. Take it from me. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, the question of the day. Do your pets calm you down when you're anxious? Let's find out, and we're going to my friend Frida. Hey, Frida, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Hi, Warren. How are you?
I could not be better. What can I do for you today?
Oh, I had spoken to you about a week or two ago. I was telling you about my little 4.5-pound Maltese that had a chronic kidney failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this past Wednesday, I had to put her down.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Frida. My heart breaks for you. Yes. It's so fresh in your mind. Wow. But you gave her the best life, and you helped her avoid pain. That's the most important thing to remember.
Yeah, it's very hard, though, isn't it?
And, you know, it's really difficult. You know, a lot of people don't understand. Let me just give me a second here, and I'm going to help you out, okay? A lot of people don't understand that when you lose a pet, to some people, it's just like, in fact, in some cases, like losing a person. So here's what you can expect, okay? It happened to you this week. So the first thing you're going to be dealing with is what you're dealing with right now, and that's kind of shock and denial. It's kind of like it really didn't happen yet. You know, it's kind of like you almost don't believe it happened, but it did. Then what you're going to start to feel is a little anger. Often people that are stricken with grief are going to feel anger. You know, why did this happen to my dog? Was it God? Let's blame it on the veterinarian. Let's blame it on family. Then you're going to bargain with yourself. You're going to go through some depression, and then you're finally going to accept the fact that you gave this dog a great life, and that's when the healing will actually begin. As a matter of fact, it's so difficult to say goodbye to our pets, and I hope you have a strong support system. But also, if you go to my website, Frida, thepetshow.com, and everything there is free, you know, there's a section on there called The Ever After. And basically, these are from listeners and viewers that watch me on The Today Show and Regis and Kathy Lee for years and years and years. These are letters and tributes that people wrote about the loss of their own pets, and I think that could be really beneficial to you. Do you have people you can talk to that understand that the loss of a pet for you is just as difficult as the loss of any living thing?
Yes, I do.
That's so, so important. Gosh, it's still fresh in your mind. Still fresh in your mind.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel
so
much. What happened?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have also another 12-year-old Maltese, and I feel like he realizes it because he seems like he's depressed.
Yeah, let's go through that, okay? It's very common when there are two pets or three pets in a household, when one dog passes on or one cat passes on, the other one, not does he know it, he definitely knows it. The best way to get him through that, because sometimes, especially with an older dog, they can go into a depression. This is fresh for you, and they can go off their food. They can start having accidents in the house. What we need to do with your dog is give him a little distraction. It's normal and okay for him to grieve and feel sad, but if they get really grieving and feeling sad with no distraction, what happens is they get really depressed, and that can make a 12-year-old dog sick. So distract him. If you normally walk him around the block to the left, take him to the right. Take him to a park. Take him to a beach. Even whether he likes it or not is secondary. You need to really focus, Frida, on getting his mind off of the fact it's good for you and it's good for him. But also, and this may sound a little eccentric to people, and you know, Frida, I would never sound eccentric, but it's really important, and I did this when I lost Cisco a year and a half ago, to sit down and have the conversation with the surviving pet and explain to him what happened, how sad you are, cry together, laugh together. You'll get through it. And once you get through the different stages of grief, what's going to start to happen is I want you to edit out the bad times, edit out the last times. Remember all the good times that you had with the dog. Remember the incredible incredible life that you gave him. That's what it's all about. If we can put our heads on the pillow knowing we've done everything we can to make our pets as comfortable, as happy, and have them enjoy their life, God, are we in really good shape. And that's exactly what you did. So I really appreciate that, but I want you to follow through on what I said. Make sure you distract him a little bit, whether he plays with toys or not. Bring him some new toys home. Take him to different areas. Have some people come over, and I'm sure you both get through. Did that help you out a bit there, Freedom? Listen,
yeah,
don't go anywhere, Freedom. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not going to send you anything other than a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." I want you to wear that proudly. God, it's so hard to say goodbye to our best friends. It never gets easier. All the times I've had to say goodbye to so many dogs and cats and chickens and ducks and pigs, all the animals I live with, it never gets easier. But you try to remember the good times and try to be with people that understand that for you, for me, that for us that are incredibly in love and consider our pets part of the family, losing a family member, whether it walks upright or not, is critical and can make us very, very sad. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
They might try to rub towels on both of them. And
Rudy, let me stop, Rudy. When did you call me? Last week?
Yes, I did.
So when did I spoke to you last week for the first time?
Yes, but we spoke about, it happened before about 6 months ago, and same issue, but it went away. Last time, it took 3 weeks. Now it's been five.
Okay, well, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. What happens is you're looking for a time frame that doesn't exist. Sometimes it can take 2 weeks. Sometimes it can take an hour. Sometimes it can take 6 months. I once worked with two cats for almost 8 months trying to make sure they got along with each other. You just need to be consistent. As long as you're consistent, you'll have good days and bad days till the good days outnumber the bad days and the bad days dissipate. You know, I never could quite understand, Rudy, why people are so, and I adore you, but people are so frustrated when their cat or dog doesn't change their behavior in a week or two or three or four, when it takes you how long to quit smoking or how long to do this. Give them a little bit more time. They will adjust to each other. Continue doing. Don't change. What happens is if you're set up on a program like the program I set you up on, if you're constantly changing after a couple of weeks, it's like starting from scratch all again, and we're not going to accomplish. If I were you at this point, Rudy, I would keep focusing on exactly what you're doing. Sit down, have a glass of Chardonnay. If you get frustrated, they will work it out. Don't overreact to it, and don't change anything, because if you change things, it's only going to set you back at this point. So the scent swapping, I hope your house is covered with cardboard boxes and paper bags. I hope you're changing them every day like I told you to. I hope you're growing a lot of organic plants for distraction for them as well. If you're following all my advice and you're doing the scent swapping, the cardboard boxes are up, changed every day. Paper bags, they're free. You're growing organic catnip and other organic plants. You're doing that scent swapping. It may take a little bit longer, but take it from me. I've trained over 40,000 animals, Rudy. It's going to work. It's just going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more patience, and I do appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Hey, Brenda from the great state of Washington, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. I've been waiting to talk to you. I have a seven-month-old male chihuahua. He's not due to be neutered till the end of September. And I have a five-year-old German Shepherd male who is neutered. But my little chihuahua keeps eating the slobber out of his mouth.
Out of the shepherd's mouth?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your chihuahua. Where did you get the chihuahua from?
I got him from my cousin, who is a breeder and shows them.
Okay, how many were in the litter?
Five.
And how old was the dog when you got him?
5 months.
So he stayed with the other puppies and the mother for 5 months?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's going on here, okay? When yes. Instinctive behavior for a puppy is to lick the lips of the mother. Number one, it's a sign of submission. And number two, instinctively, years ago, the mother dog would go out, get the food, regurgitate the food, and that's how the feral puppies would eat. That's what it's all about. If your shepherd is accepting it now and they're doing fine, I would leave it alone at this point. Are they getting aggressive towards each other, Brenda?
No, they love each other to death.
Yeah, I would leave it alone. But, they, you know, my dogs, Molly and Willie, the two dogs I rescued from the High Kill Shelter, they're brother and sister. They're two Chihuahua, Manchester Terrier Chihuahua mixes. I'm sorry, mini Pinscher Chihuahua mixes. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because they were so bonded with each other and more bonded with each other because they never had the exposure to people that they had, that their instinctive behavior came out. Where now, even to this day, I'll catch them every once in a while, one licking the mouth of the other dog or vice versa. So when you have a dog that's licking like that, there's several different reasons for it. But very often, one of the reasons is because, number one, instinctively, that's the way they were fed. But it's also could be a sign of anxiety. But most importantly, in your case, I believe it's a sign of the little dog submitting to the big dog. Nothing to worry about. I would leave it alone, Brenda. How's that?
Oh, I will. I'll leave it alone. It was bothering me, so...
Yeah, it's amazing the things that bother my listeners. But anyway, listen, trying to think of what I want to send. You got two dogs. You live in great state of Washington. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Brenda, and I'm going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Boy, you're going to have two happy dogs there. See, that's why it's so important that we take the time to understand it. Brenda probably realized, well, something's wrong. The dog's licking the other dog's mouth. But there are many, many reasons a dog will do that. Dogs will actually lick you because they love you. Dogs will lick you because your taste tells them something about you. Also, when you have a dog that's licking another dog or even licking a person, especially around the mouth, it also tells the little chihuahua what kind of food the other dog's eating, the digestion of the food, all kinds of things or information in that mouth area. So it's absolutely normal for a dog to do that, nothing to worry about. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Joellen, Bob, Rachel, Richard, we'll take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. 877-725-8255. Okay, guys, I am going to brag. I'm going to make it short. My Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. There's two different formulas. There's one for dogs and there's one for cats. Why? Because dogs and cats have different nutritional needs. My Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements have now been on the market for over 30 years. If you're tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, dander, dry skin and bare spots. If you want to make sure that your dogs and cats are getting something that's very rich in antioxidant, then my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats should be on your shelf. And Hugs and Kisses has been a healthy daily treat for literally generation of dogs and cats. But don't take my word alone. I urge you, go to Amazon.com. Go to Walmart.com. Go to my website, thepetshow.com, and read all of the verified five-star testimonials about Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. So if you're tired of your cat's hairballs, if you're tired of hair all over your house, and you want to make sure your dogs and cats are as healthy as they can be, my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements are the way to go. Why? Because I developed them with the top veterinary nutritionists in the entire world. Hugs and Kisses are now available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member at Amazon, shipping is free. So check out Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements at Amazon.com. And they're also available at Walmart.com as well. And now I'm excited to tell you that my Hugs and Kisses are also available at Wish.com. So check out Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word Hugs, H-U-G-S, 1-800-430-4847, or check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or Wish.com today. You'll be happier, but your dogs and cats will be healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I think I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money for less than a dollar a day with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call right now. That's 800-430-7570.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
I'll tell you about my best friend. They walk on all fours and wag their tail. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me. Got lots of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Joellen in beautiful Ocean City, Maryland. Hey, Joellen, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you today, Joellen?
Well, we have a one-year-old golden retriever, and we have a 10-year-old Jack Russell. And when we first got the golden retriever as a two-month-old puppy, we were very sure to make sure he understood that the older dog was there first, and so we always would let her outside first. She gets fed first, all of that nature, trying to establish, you know, that she was basically the dog that was there first. And things have gone well up until about 4 to 6 weeks ago. I've slowly come to realize that our golden retriever is absolutely bullying the Jack Russell. And
Joellen, you know whose fault that is?
Who?
Your fault.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you why. Having the first dog that's in the home feel that this is the greatest thing that ever happened since the arrival of the new puppy is a smart thing to do, and that's fine and dandy. But establishing dominance of the first dog over the new dog, ultimately, there's going to be a challenge. When I bring two dogs into the household, if I have one dog and I bring another one into the household, of course, the first dog that was there is going to get some extra attention, but he's not going to get fed first. They're going to get fed together. He's not going to go outside first. They're going to go outside together. He's not going to get walked separately. They're going to walk together. What you've done, and we can resolve it, what you've done is you've kind of created a little bit of animosity, and now that the golden retriever is a little bit bigger, he's a little bit more of a bully. Now, do you walk the dogs or do they hang out mostly in your backyard?
They hang out in the backyard, and then they get walked usually 4 to 5 days a week for an hour, and they are walked together.
And when you're walking in, they're best friends?
Yes. There is no aggressiveness going on. He acts like he's playing with her, but she's gotten to the point where she hides from him. It's unwanted, and for some reason, she was.
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, my best friend was three times my size. I used to run away from him when he wanted to wrestle also. So here's what I would do is let them play together, but if you can kind of exercise the golden a little bit more, maybe that'll calm her down a little bit. What I would also recommend that you do is that if the Jack Russell is Jack Russell, right?
Yes.
If the Jack Russell is hiding from the golden retriever, what you need to do at that point is make the backyard more interesting. In other words, what I would do is hide things in the backyard for the golden retriever. So when he goes out into the yard, his first focus isn't on the Jack Russell, but on all these new items that he sees that you may put around. I would let them work it out a little bit on their own, but the more time you spend away from the backyard, the quicker they're going to adapt to each other. And also, you can use a word like – take it easy, calm down, or leave him. No yelling, no screaming. Or what you can also do is take 5 minutes when he's being overly assertive, put the leash and harness on him, spend 5 minutes with a little basic training, then take it off. He has his freedom again. If he gets crazy, he goes back on, and ultimately he'll realize that he's playing too rough, and calming down is what he needs to do. Not a tough problem, but it was created. I hate to say it, Joe Aaron, you know, but like any good therapist, when in doubt, blame it on mom. So I got to blame it on you. Anyway, what I'm going to do, Joe Aaron, I'm going to move on, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to focus on that first pet psychology, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's not that it was a major mistake, but just imagine this. When you have a new baby and that new baby comes into your house, and it's okay to treat the older kid a little different, but not to make it so different where they become, where there's animosity. 877-725-8255, the phone number, quick break, then right back at you. Imagine this. So many dogs, so many cats thrown out of cars, abandoned all across the country. What happens to them? Well, I'll tell you what happens to them. Thank God for my good friends over at Delta Rescue. Because for over 40 years now, Delta Rescue would have never been able to do the amazing rescue work they do without you, my listeners, and yes, your support. My good friend Leo Grillo, Delta's founder, asks that if you can, please help them out by putting some of your life's work into their 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why my wife and I have decided to personally make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Like any good parent, Leo needs to assure that every single one of these 1,500 animals he rescued from all across the country never have to worry again. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day, that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yeah, loved for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. And if you can make a donation, donate. If you make a bequest, make a bequest. Log on to Delta Rescue. Log on today. That's when they need your help. Or call them 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. Or log on to DeltaRescue.org today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Don't smoke, avoid too much sun, eat a healthy diet, and get moving. All ways to reduce the risk of cancer. Dr. Timothy Moynihan is an oncologist at Mayo Clinic. He says lifestyle choices can affect our risk of cancer.
It looks like somewhere between 45 and 50% of cancer deaths are due to factors that are potentially modifiable. And a lot of people feel like if it's cancer, it's just simply uncontrollable and nothing I can do about it. That's not true.
Lung cancer due to smoking tops the list.
We also know that use of alcohol, especially heavy use of alcohol, when you combine it with other things such as smoking, clearly increases the risk of things like head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, other types of cancer, more so than does just smoking by itself. So the two factors seem to be additive. So it's not just one or the other, but the two work together to form a synergy that seems to increase people's chance of getting cancer.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Back on the pet show. Here's the deal, folks. I don't want to take Bob, Rachel, Richard. I don't want to go to your calls because I don't want to rush you. We're just going to break for a couple of minutes for the top of the hour. You guys will be my first three callers. And by the way, this is a great time to call me when I do go to break. If you have a question or want to share a comment, I got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, T-shirts, books, Cats Incredible, Mushroom Max, Hemp Seed Oil. The phone number here at the pet show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls into the show and does get through to me live on the air will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Still coming up, pot for elephants and stimulation around the house. Are your dogs and cats tired of you having you at home? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Together on a planet of the sun.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.